Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, March 17th. And a top of the morning to you on this St. Paddy's Day. I hope all the Irish have a great day out here. But today is the one day that everybody's Irish. In the news this morning, overnight EBOT prices were May corn up 4 cents, 636 and three quarters. May wheat up 3 1/4 cents at 702 and a quarter. And May beans up a penny and a half at 14.93. We did have another sale to China this morning, 191,000 metric tons of corn to China. Old crop corn, that makes the three-day total right around 2.1 million metric tons. That's a nice chunk of business there and should be a little bit supportive, but sometimes, you know, good exports don't necessarily bring good closes out here. The weather in Argentina looks a lot wetter. They're finally getting some rains out there. Is it too little, too late? We'll have to see. You know, I really believe that even late rains will help these crops, but the Buenos Aires Exchange has dropped their corn estimate down to 36 million metric tons. It's down 30% from last year. Their bean crop, 25 million metric tons, down 50%. So certainly that's going to support the market here on the breaks. Now, offsetting this somewhat are the really great crops in Brazil. I think they're going to have absolutely a monster crop. The talk's been 153. I think it's higher than that when it's all said and done, but we'll have to see. Today we're going to be, you know, closely watching the Dow Jones again to see if there's any more scares in the banking community. I mean, you've got the Swiss government basically bailing out Credit Suisse. You've got two banks here in the U.S. bailing out Republic Bank. You know, I don't know where all the money's coming from, but I don't think this crisis is quite over yet. I think the stock market for the time being is an indication of that. Right now, it's down 238. It's about 80 off its lows. We were down a little over 300 points at one point here today. Crude oil is down 89 cents a barrel, down to 67.45. The lows from the last 2 days are right at 66.65. So another dollar lower would take that out. That would certainly be a weak close here. I would expect that if the beans are going to rally, it'll be because of the meal. The bean oil was down 77 ticks overnight. So I just don't see, you know, I think the funds, best we can tell from these commitment of traders reports, is that they're still long at 135 beans, 140,000 meal. They're about even in the oil, maybe short now in the oil. The corn, I think they're probably long 75 or 80,000 as of tonight would be my guess. The corn market's really 20 cents off the lows. So, you know, is that enough in here for the time being? We'll have to see. Certainly the Chinese have been smart waiting for a break to buy more corn. So, you know, there's a lot of moving balls in the air here. And I just, I think corn and wheat should be supported out here, particularly the wheat. Funds are still heavily short wheat. But, you know, the corn and beans, I think it's going to be a trading affair, really, until we get to the March 31st report. I think there'll be plenty of sellers on the rallies, plenty of buyers on the breaks. So I don't know that we'll see big net changes out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.